Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Hi, everyone. We are terribly sorry we couldn't bring you a show last week, but it was all Brad's fault, so you can blame him.
Yeah, that is true. Now, he's not here to defend himself, but that has nothing to do with us blaming him.
Well,
I'm just saying.
He's supposed to be on permanent standby, and
yes.
He let you down, so...
Yeah, it's like Top Gun. If Tom Cruise and I guess your Iceman, right? If Maverick and Iceman can't make it, then you just hope that Goose can make it and try not to crash the plane. And he crashed this time. Brad, you are a constant disappointment, which is what I like to tell people about him on a frequent basis.
We would like to apologize on behalf of Brad for letting all of you guys down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it's Brad. I mean, what are you going to do? Sad. The major part of this is we're doing a studio change. I am, aka I'm moving. So so because of that, it's a little my schedule is a little hectic. So yes, we are doing a show this week, obviously, but next week I'll be sort of back into my normal mode where my house will still be in new house will be insane, but less insane. So, that's why we weren't on last week, but that also does mean that it was Brad's fault. I don't want to let go of that point, 'cause it's a really good one. It's a good narrative.
Jay bought a new house. Speaking of which, subscribe to TNP premium content
for no reason other than my mortgage is higher than it was before. And those previous embezzling dollars really aren't really holding up. we're starting a building fund like a local church. We need your help for God or whatever. I don't know.
We need a private plane to spread our message of social democracy.
Yeah. Look, these G6s aren't going to buy themselves. All right. One $5 donation at a time. All right, let's get right into it. Again, make sure you sign up for premium content. Make sure you also go to iTunes and put in a 5-star review. You can put in one just like Rizzy Raw did. Title is Best Podcast. He says, quote, best host Brad and Andy and sometimes Jay. Go fuck yourself. Now that InfoWars is gone, I started to listen to the podcast. This is way better, and I have good opinions. And have good opinions, and it opened my eyes. Keep it up, fellas. Smiley face. So thank you, Rizzy Rod. That's great. We are your replacement for InfoWars. If you're dying for a solid bit of information, we're right there. So thank you for that. Again, if they're 5 stars and they're on iTunes, we will read them aloud. That's actually
everyone knows that Mark Zuckerberg is a lizard demon from outer space. That's why I decided to cancel my show, because I was exposing him. Ah!
What was that article title I saw? It was like, Alex Jones is screaming shirtless into the void that is Google Plus. It's the only thing he's left
on. Yeah, he's on Google Plus and then Gab, which is like Nazi Twitter. And
Gab?
Yeah, never.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, everybody who has been kicked off of Twitter for being a Nazi has gone to this thing called Gab, which I don't think was made with the intention of being a Nazi haven.
But now it is.
It just became that, you know.
Oh, well,
it was like, oh, we don't censor any content. And then white supremacists went, cool, we're gonna go there and type the N word a lot, and so yeah. Avoid that, but and he's also still on regular Twitter.
Yeah, because look, if I didn't have honestly, if I didn't have pretty good followings on our show accounts for Twitter, I would just remove us from Twitter altogether. I would. But
fucking cesspool.
It is a fucking cesspool. And if I can figure out a way, I don't think I can sort of avoid it, but like. Yeah, I'm super done with that platform. It is now not only a haven for hateful people on the right, it's also a haven for hateful people on the left, which is really bothersome to me. of a way to like just harass celebrities because they're not perfect, which really pisses me off. Yeah, I'm not a fan of like shithead behavior. Like I just am not. Look, you can listen to a podcast to get shithead behavior. That's what we do here. I don't need to go read it. Okay, that takes way too long. So yeah,
people pay us good money to be shitheads.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, this is a profession. speaking of Alex Jones,
I don't want to be like this. It's my job.
I'm doing this for you. Speaking of shitheads and Alex
mortgage.
Yeah, that's right. Look, hey, this mortgage is not going to pay itself. God knows. But speaking of Alex Jones, so like you said, he got kicked off of Facebook by that known evil lizard alien Mark Zuckerberg, who was
if you told me Zuckerberg was an alien, I would just believe you. I wouldn't even check the sources on that.
He looks like Kif from Futurama. Like he kind of does. Like his face is like sort of missing, I don't know, like wrinkles or lines or anything a normal person has. But he got kicked off of Facebook. He got kicked off of YouTube.
It was Apple first.
Yeah, Apple came out guns blazing.
Because they don't give a fuck. Like, Apple doesn't make anything, you know,
on podcasts.
Off of their podcasts. So there's no reason for them to keep them around. If something's like, nah, we don't like that, it just axe it, and they don't care.
No, because they're Apple. Like, they're Apple. What, are you not going to buy one of their laptops? You can say that, but you'll buy one of their phones. Like, Nazis not buying their phones is not going to hurt them. Like, they're like, okay, that's cool. You know, everyone else does, right? What are you going to buy, an Android? Huh? You can buy one of those? Yeah, go ahead.
Apple told the federal government to go fuck themselves. They're like, hey, we need to get these iMessages. And, like, we can't even get those.
Yeah.
We made it so that we can't even have those. And so, like, all those things like Signal and stuff, they've cracked those. But they still haven't cracked iMessage. The FBI cannot read your iMessages.
Regular-ass
texts are more secure.
The thing is with, like, iMessage and all of those other things, That particular case you're talking about, where Apple basically told the government to go kick rocks, was there was a guy in San Francisco, if I recall, he was like an IT guy who had stolen a bunch of information, but he knew passwords, admin passwords to certain things, and wouldn't give it up. And so they tried to confiscate his phone messages to try to find out some information about it. And they went to Apple and they were like, no, we're not going to do that. Like, we're not just going to open, because the government basically asked them, give us the mega key that unlocks everything. And they were like, no, fuck off. We're not going to do that. That's crazy. And basically the government has come to them and said, look, we're going to need like this universal access. And Apple's stance is, we will sit down and give you access to one thing based on a court order and all this other, you need to provide like all this information. We will do it for one phone at a time. We will not give you blanket access. So
the iMessages, even they can't get those because it's such a scrambled algorithm that you have to have one of the phones.
You have to have one of the phones. That's correct.
There's no other way. But They can get your text messages. If you just send regular text messages, they can get those from the phone company. But your iMessages are more secure than anything, which is hilarious. But anyway, so they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and so they booted his podcast.
Got rid of, and then under the cover of Apple booting him, then, you know, Facebook and Spotify and YouTube were like, oh, yeah, us too.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can say whatever you want about Apple, but they are... They just don't have to care. I mean, it broke last week that they are the first $1 trillion company. Like, they don't have to give a fuck. They just don't. They beat Amazon to that. And Jeff Bezos is damn near worth $1 trillion himself. So
no, there are the great Android versus Apple fights. And, you know, there are things that Android does better. But
sure, of course.
For security, you can't beat Apple.
It's not a question. It's just not a question. So, which is good to know that our president is using like a fucking Samsung One for his cell phone.
He seriously has like an S3 or something.
He's like, no, this one's really good. All right. Well, I'm sure they made them small back then for your tiny little digits. fucking weirdo. So speaking of Alex Jones, I would be remiss if I didn't play what I am calling the greatest clip of all time. There will be greater clips coming down the line, but at this moment in time, what is today's date? August 12th, 2018, at 3:57 p.m. on a goddamn Sunday, on the Lord's Day, there is no clip better than this of anyone anywhere. So take it away, Alex Jones. This is 23 seconds of pure gold.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding dong. And so what if there was? I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a ball, golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
Yo, that clip trips me out so much. Like,
I never sucked any ding-dongs.
Like, one, it's a penis or a dick. You don't... What are you, four? Ding-dong? Like, what's wrong with you? Also... what if there was? It would be a big deal, dude. It would be a huge deal. If there was a video of the president sucking a ding-dong, yeah, no, it would be fucking hilarious. You would. And I look, I'm not even into that. Like, and I look, I am fine with people who are into it. I'm not even into it. I'd watch it. I'd be like, really? Trump sucking a cock? Yeah, I want to see this. Absolutely. Roll tape.
It would be a fucking mood killer, though. Ooh, yeah, let me suck that ding dong.
Like, ugh, don't call it that. Jesus Christ. For all our gay male listeners, I'm sorry. Because now, every time you engage with whomever, you're going to have to think of the word ding dong instead. Gross.
So that clip, if you want to watch it, is they took an absurd clip of InfoWars and put it on the Space Ghost.
Yeah, that's...
little blinky blink sounds.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Those were Zorak's eyeballs. It's the funniest fucking thing.
Okay, I don't normally do this, but I don't want to play the whole clip. I just want to play the fact that, like, this beginning part is so fucking strange. Like, I wish there was video of this that you guys could see as we're watching it. Just Alex Jones' face as he's saying it, like... Obviously, what I'm saying is the most reasonable statement of all time.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong.
I don't know, man. Like, that's a classic. Like, again, there's no better clip. I'm sure we'll get a better clip next week of something. But goddamn, if the Space Ghost people or the person who did this edit, they need to just go back through his videos. Because that is pure gold. Absolute gold. But that genius will no longer be on Apple iTunes, which is sad for him. How do you take the argument of, you know, this is censoring, and even though it's Alex Jones, who is a reprehensible person, this is going to start a precedent and ruin America and all this other stuff. What do you think of that argument?
I don't care. Like, this, the thing is, he violated the terms of service of all of these platforms. Including Twitter, by the way.
Right, which they admitted, and then they were just like, nah, it's fine.
We'll take down a couple of things. But, but yeah, like, when, you know, we've done it ourselves. When you put a show up on YouTube or Apple, they'd say, hey, you can't have this type of content or this type of content or this type of content. Fortunately, they don't listen to our show. But
No.
But there's things you're not allowed to put out there. You know, hate speech and incitement and things like that, and that's his whole fucking deal.
I'm actually rather curious to see what happens. Like, at some point, right? Like, is he just going to be off all of these platforms?
I don't know, but look, it is funny to make fun of him because he is ridiculous, but he's also legitimately dangerous. Like, he had 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube, and
yeah, that's nuts.
And yeah, because it, you know, like the Sandy Hook parents, there's one set of parents that's had to move 5 times to different parts of the country to try to get away from the harassment because he was pushing the Sandy Hook, you know, Sandy Hook was a hoax or whatever. And yeah. And
could get one of these, you know, parents killed.
He was doing the Pizzagate shit, and somebody showed up at Comet Pizza with a fucking gun and like shut. And fortunately, nobody was hurt there, but he went and shot the place with a gun. Like, people actually buy into his nonsense. It's not as harmless as, like, his lawyer is trying to make it out to be.
Well, and yeah, and his lawyer said no one, I mean, their argument is basically no one of reason would ever believe this. And I'm like, well, that's, or no reasonable person would actually believe what he says. And I'm like, well, that part is true, but there are a lot of unreasonable people. So I'm not really sure that your argument holds any water.
Well, that's fine. If you're broadcasting to 2.5 million people and, you know, 1% of them take you seriously, that's still way too many fucking people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, these like hyper left arguments of like, no, we can't censor it. Nah, yo, nah. Like, Alex Jones is not a slippery slope to anything. Alex Jones is a wild, insane conspiracy theorist. That's not the same as like, hey, I think we should maybe look at democratic socialism. Like, they're not the same. Okay, they're not at all. And nobody on these left podcasts, even us, I mean, like, we're obviously joking about the Tom Cotton thing, but he's like, I mean, sort of, but like, he is legitimately advocating for harassing and haranguing innocent people, and if it was as a comedy bit and it's like, no, I'm like a Jon Stewart type of guy, I wouldn't give a shit. Like, Colbert did the right wing version of that, like, that's fine, but it's clear that he has to be taken very seriously. So there is no left equivalent of that. There is no left equivalent of like, we need to storm the White House and murder everyone. There's just not. I mean, if I thought it made any money, we would be that alternative, but I don't think it can, and I don't agree with that. So, I mean, you know, we are trying to get this money. Look, again, this mortgage is not going to pay itself. Maybe we should do like Al Franken did and just like name our show weirdly close to InfoWars, right? Like, what do we say?
Information battles.
Information battles, right. Like the O'Franken factor, you know, just slightly off. Just slightly off. And see, you know, hey, maybe, you know, we just start getting up there and spouting wild conspiracies about the right, which don't really have to be fake. They could just be what's happening in the news. Yeah, they teamed up with Russia to steal an election. Ooh, next story. Like, what the fuck?
That's the thing, that the actual, like, truth of what's happening is so much crazier than anything you could make up.
Yeah. You know, there's no video of President Obama sucking a ding dong. And if there was, so what? You know, maybe that's how I'll start the shows out from now on, just parodying the left version of an Alex Jones clip I find. God, that clip just makes me laugh every time, dude. I was in tears when I saw that. That shit is fucking hilarious. Next up, Representative Chris Collins arrested for insider trading, which was deemed on MSNBC by one of their guests as the dumbest case of insider trading he had ever seen.
Oh, no, that was their legal analyst on CNN.
Oh, CNN, I'm sorry.
But yeah, it really is dumb.
Like, this guy was sending fucking emails and text messages like, let's do insider trading. Like, wow.
Want to commit some crimes, fellas?
Yeah. So, like, hey, moron, what are you doing?
So he got a bunch of people, like, he's on record as saying, I made a bunch of millionaires in Buffalo.
Yeah, you did.
He represents one of the northern congressional districts of New York State. And, so it was this Australian pharmaceutical company, which he sat on the board of.
How, as a fucking congressman?
While being on the committee that oversees pharmaceutical companies in Congress.
That's wild, dude. Brazen. It's brazen.
Dude, how is that allowed? Like,
again,
look into that.
Again, this all goes back to our handshake fucking way of handling politics.
Yeah. Well, so that part's bullshit, but then, so they had some kind of, you know, a testing deal with the U.S. government, so the stocks, and they made this announcement, and then he got an email while he was at, you know, a get-together with Congress on the White House lawn. He gets an email that says, oh, you know, this thing isn't going through, the stock price is going to plummet as soon as we announce this.
Yep.
So he's like, there's video of him just frantically making phone calls to all of his family who bought stocks in this company to get them to sell before the news comes out.
Yep. And they were doing a pump and dump.
Yeah. And
so for and those, let me just
like 90% or something of its value.
Yeah, let me explain what pump and dump is, just for people who don't know. What besides pregnant women who might know what that is, kind of the same idea. The idea here is that you know that a stock is about to fall in value significantly. So what you do is you get out there and you say, oh, it's great. It's awesome. It's going to do so well. And you get people to buy more of it, right? And then you tell all your inside buddies, like, look, this shit is about to drop like a rock. And they all sell. And the suckers who don't have that information, they pay a higher price because you pump the stock up, and then everybody who has previous information, they dump the stock, meaning that the suckers lose more money, right? And then the other guys who knew information, their losses are mitigated, or at least or maybe even completely removed. So that's what he did, which is crazy illegal. but yeah, he's a dummy, so of course he did it, and you know, left a massive paper trail.
Also of note, he was the first member of Congress to endorse Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like apples? Like, I like them apples. Because, like, there was an article, I want to say Vanity Fair maybe this week, and it was like, all of Trump's supporters seem to be going to jail. It was like, yeah, dude, they are. Because they're criminals. They're fucking criminals. But the fish rots from the head, right? When you have a president who still runs his business and does all this shady shit, these guys figure it's, hey, man, we're free. We can do whatever we want. Nobody's stopping him, so nobody's going to stop us. Well, here's the problem, buddy. You ain't the fucking president, and they will come for you. You know, Representative Chris Collins, you don't have pardon power. You're just some dude, and you're going to go to fucking jail. Like, this is the easiest open and shut case. Like, there is no, oh, well, he's a good guy. Nah, yo, this guy is not a good dude at all.
So, you know what was interesting? Why they started looking into him was because of Tom Price. Because Tom Price had his own insider trading thing. And they, you know, were looking into that. Like, well, I got some advice from Chris Collins down the hall. Like, okay, well, let's look into him. And it turns out he was breaking a bunch of laws. I still need Tom Price to go to jail, of course.
Yes.
but yeah, it's nuts. We haven't seen like this many people around a president getting arrested since Nixon.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess for good reason, right? Because this is so blatantly corrupt. Like, it's just so blatantly corrupt. But this is why it really matters who you have at the top. It really does. Oh, no, the Republican Party is different. No, it matters. Like, if you don't think kids are influenced by watching the president bully people on TV, what do you think about all these jackasses who are just his sycophants in Congress? They do the same shit. They think this guy's awesome. He's a businessman. He's so cool and shit like that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now take your fucking ass right to prison. Like, as far as I'm concerned, you got to go to jail forever.
Trump's in. Let's do crimes.
Yeah. Our boy is in, man. Let's rock and roll. What's really funny is he was like, nah, I'm not giving up my reelection bid. And then like 2 days later, he's like, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna go ahead and step out. Like, yeah, because his party's like, what are you doing? You're fucking screwing us. You're not gonna beat this, you idiot. You were in email. Let's do some crime. You guys ready to pump and dump this stock? That way, these suckers are the ones who have to take all the hit. Like, hey, maybe not write that. Like, I don't know, like, say it in public, like, ixnay on the whole fucking insider trade day. But no, they're dumb.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, people bought this stock, you know, based on the good news that was out there, and then it plummeted. Like, it's not a victimless crime. There, you know,
no, you hurt people on purpose.
Yeah, your everyday average Joes bought this shit and lost all their money.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't trust Whitey. Anyway, I'm kidding. That's ridiculous. No, but seriously, don't. Next up, Mike Pence formally makes way for Space Force.
We just saw the polls.
Yeah.
50% of white people still have a favorable opinion of Trump, which means only half the white people you meet are garbage. Like, that's pretty good.
For white people, yeah, it's pretty good. For white people. 92% of the black people you meet hate that motherfucker. 92%. Yeah. So that's pretty good. That's actually pretty good. 50%? Nah. In a crowd of 100, we got problems, man. Because 50% of you might agree with me. But like, if a fight breaks out, I'm only going to get probably 20 of you to back me. The rest of you is going to be like, I'm kind of busy today. Nah, I can't trust it. Can't trust it. Now, you got to get those numbers, like, it needs to be 70-30 distrust. Like, it's got to get way higher than 50%.
What do you think I am? Asian? Come on, 70-30.
Okay, that's fair. We hate him. Good. Mike Pence gets out there, makes his, you know, the formal announcement or plans. They're not really plans. It was just a bunch of, like, pie-in-the-sky bullshit. Literally about Space Force, which they are planning to implement by 2020, which I think is cute that they think they're still going to be around in 2020. Or at least that's my hope, is that they will not be.
It's going to be difficult since the Pentagon and Congress are not on board. So I don't know if you can unilaterally create a sixth branch of the military.
Also, why are we doing this besides a distraction?
Sell more fucking weapons.
I mean, does he think that, like, the first? Okay, here's a couple of questions about Space Force. One, Air Force is pretty dope. That's a cool sounding name. Space Force sounds stupid. Like, it just does. We need a better name. Two, I don't trust this motherfucker to do it right. Three, we have NASA. Hello. So why don't we just put it under NASA? Three, do we need a military force for space? Do you know there's like 9 people who've been to space? Like, there's not, like.
And what if they're terrorists?
Ah, yes. What if they get a space canoe up there and right. Get it over to the U.S.? Like,
yeah, now you're thinking.
Yeah, well, now think about it. I mean, the Cubans have built boats out of Cadillacs. The next thing you know, they'll build a rocket ship out of an old Yaris. I don't know. Like, it's like. I don't understand the idea of, like, there are so few people who've actually made it to space, even of the quote unquote first world countries. Like, there are so few people who have just the sheer amount of money to get to space. Like, this is not a concern. Oh, space is the next battleground. Is it? Is it for what? I would be like, if Russia is like, we're going to conquer space. All right, go ahead and blow the 9 nickels you have to rub together in your shithole of a country. Go ahead and blow that, get into space. We're going to take over the water. You know why? Because the water is right the fuck here, and there's way more of it for us to get to. You're not going to make it to space. When's the last time Russia was in space? Like, doing anything of significance that wasn't the International Space Station that we fucking funded. Nothing.
Well, they were the Soviet Union at the time, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they send up a cosmonaut every once in a while to be like, oh, we're still relevant. Like, nah, yo, that's all us. It's just like, who's the big navy in the world? It's just us. There's no one else.
American components, Russian components, all made in Taiwan.
Thank you, Armageddon. Yeah, like, if they send that guy, who's not really Russian, but I think he's like Swedish, they send that guy, fine. But touch nothing, you know, like, that guy, that's fine. But, like, they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything in space since Armageddon. That is the last time they were relevant in fucking space. So what the fuck do we care? When Russia sends more than one person into space in 5-year span, I will give a shit. And they don't. So, okay, who cares? ISIS doesn't even have weapons that one of the big powers doesn't provide them from the 80s. Okay, like, what are we concerned about? This is stupid and it's a waste of time. Also, please tell me how much the Space Force is going to cost so I can figure out exactly how full of shit you are that you can't afford healthcare for this country. Like, I'm sorry, but what's the bill for healthcare? I bet it's not more than a fucking Colonial Marine training facility. Talking about, we need a Master Chief program. Shut up. This is dumb.
Dude, X-Wings, bro. Come on.
I mean, that's true. That's kind of sweet. We need hashtag Darth Vader program. Like, no, we don't.
We're going to build a Death Star, and we're going to kill space ISIS. Come on.
Maybe we'll build a Death Star and then just aim it at places like Seattle and San Francisco. Like, we got to get the gay out, so we're just going to build a Death Star, blow it up in space, bro. It's going to be awesome. Like, all right, that's great. Also, Trump supporters, like, all these interviews I see with them, they're like, yeah, fucking Space Force, bro. It's going to be awesome. You know you're not going to be able to sign up for Space Force, right? Right, Dale? Right, you get it? Like, you can't go down to the local Space Force recruitment office and be like, I want to go to Mars, man. Like, nah, they're not taking you. You can't pass the test to run around a track to make it into the Army. They're not sending your lard ass into space. Sorry. They don't have that kind of fuel.
I was watching Starship Troopers, and I want to kill some bugs.
Yeah, come on. Send me to Clendathu, man. Come on now. Come on. Like, no, they're not. These bugs attacked our home in Rio de Janeiro. This is not how it's going to work. It's dumb. It's just
Service
not a thing.
Guaranteed citizenship.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. That would be curious. I need to go back and watch Starship Troopers. It's only been a couple of months. Is Starship Troopers truly the inspiration for all of the Trump administration? Like, Stephen Miller, like, teaching a class, he's got, like, the one hand, and he's like, look, you gotta serve. And I'm like, wow, is that the guy? Like, he's gonna be the guy later on in the movie, like, kills the bug, and he's gonna help. Like, no. Like, come on. This is dumb. Like, we're not gonna base citizenship on working in the Space Force or the Air Force or the Army Force or whatever he probably wants to rename it to. This is dumb. None of this makes sense. That's a brain bug. That's a pretty fucking serious catch, man. Like, all right. Yeah, I just, the Space Force idea is beyond stupid to me. It's absolutely beyond stupid.
I hear what you're saying, and it sounds like you hate America.
Yeah, I do. There you go. I do.
Well, I'm glad you can finally admit it.
Yeah. For years.
not a true patriot is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, since 2016. circa 2016, I was like, I'm done with all of this. 50% of white people are wild.
On the 8th of November 2016, I said, fuck this country.
No, it's really funny because it was before midnight, because I believe at about 11:15, I threw my hands up and I'm like, I'm going to bed. Nope. I can't watch them say he's the president because I'm going to throw up. I literally felt nauseous. I was like,
oh, dude, I didn't sleep.
I didn't. I went to bed. I didn't sleep. That was the fucking problem.
What the fuck?
What are you all doing? And look, equally, in November, I hope to be up all night because I won't be able to stop dancing as I watch the Republican Party cry into their tiny little cups as they're scared about the democratic socialism that is coming to destroy them that very January. I revel in it. Oh, we're losing the country. Yeah, you're right. Free healthcare for everybody. Woo! Bernie's going to be the lead. Like, that's not true. Doesn't matter. We're high on power.
Taco trucks on every corner.
Yeah, taco trucks on every corner. Goddamn right. I'm still mad about that. That should have been enough to get America to vote, you fucking lazy millennials. You could have had tacos on every corner. Jeez.
Taco trucks on every corner. That creates jobs.
Yeah. And it also takes care of hunger. Like, come
right?
on, guys. I mean,
right?
There have been many times I've been walking down the street like, man, I wish I had a taco right now.
We've got food deserts. And if there's taco trucks on every corner, that will solve the problem.
I like that was that guy's argument. What do you want to have? Taco trucks on every corner? Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Is this your platform? Like, if you tell me that's the platform, dude, I'm kind of behind you.
It was like, do you have the Ted Cruz Beto O'Rourke thing on here?
I don't, but go ahead, so, real fast.
This is real quick. But so somebody at the Ted Cruz campaign called Beto O'Rourke a triple meat Whataburger liberal. It's Texas. They fucking love Whataburger. What is that supposed to be an insult?
I don't even know what that means. Like, I've never been to Whataburger, but I know that those are popular.
It's Texas's favorite burger, right?
Right. Yeah, this guy's a. I mean, that's like Beto O'Rourke running in California. Like, this guy's a fucking In-N-Out
cheeseburger with fries animal style. What? Like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, we showed him. This guy's fucking avocado toast. Yeah, they that's like trying to win the white woman vote. Like, yeah, I like avocado toast. It's all I eat. And Starbucks.
He's a sweet tea and pulled pork sandwich liberal.
Like, okay. Oh, my God. Like Beto O'Rourke has just won Georgia. Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, that was a weird turn of phrase. I'm like, that does not. Yeah, okay. This guy loves Fatburger. Yeah.
My cousin Tyler had a funny comment. Because Beto is a Lone Star 12-pack Cowboy Stadium Oil Refinery JR shooting UT Austin 80-mile-per-hour speed limit Oklahoma hating stars at night are big and bright-ass Democrat.
Like, the stars. What's that fucking line? Like, the stars are all bright, like, and then they start all
stars
like
stars at night are big and bright, pop, 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 deep in the heart of Texas.
They can't help it. They have to clap.
Have to. Yeah.
Is it in the Texas Constitution? I think so.
Yeah. If you're ever around an Australian, yell Aussie, 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 and they have to say oi, oi, oi. They can't help themselves.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Well, you're just mad because you don't have a thing.
No, we do. Like, if you see, if you're in Baltimore and you, if you yell AAO, you will get a call back in Baltimore. I guarantee it. That is a fact. Next up, Trump administration goes after legal immigrants. This is a really fascinating story. And this is one of those, dude, I told you stories.
You yell crab legs and then someone will yell back, not without the old bay. That's a Baltimore thing.
Wow. That's a weird callback. Crab legs, not without the old bay. Who are these? Are these white? These white people
just
all
just Baltimore stuff, you know?
Yeah, these white people that you because they're white, who would say that all make over $250,000 a year? I guarantee you. Crab legs, like, wait, what? No, regular Baltimore people eat the whole crab because it's just nothing but a sea bug. And you're like, we don't have crab legs. Are like fancy Alaskan crab legs. We don't have that here. They're tiny little crabs that we get from New Orleans sometimes because, you know, our environment is fucked up. Anyway, don't tell anybody that. Blue crabs, everybody. So this next story is a very much a dude I told you situation. Yeah, to the shock of no one paying attention, the Trump administration is expected to issue a proposal in the coming weeks that would make it harder for legal immigrants to become citizens or get green cards if they have ever used a range of popular public welfare programs, including Obamacare. So this plan, of course, was devised by Nosferatu's butt boy, Stephen Miller, and will not need congressional approval. So, which I think is interesting. I think it's brilliant. I think it's something you should definitely do right before an election to really piss off liberals. But okay, they're political fucking geniuses. If I were them, I'd stop doing things and just kind of ride it quiet for a while and just hope that like people just get less motivated. I wouldn't keep riling people up with more and more things for them to go to the voting booth with, but whatever. I'm not a political genius, I guess.
What has been their rallying cry? Well, no, look, we don't hate all Mexicans. If you come here legally, then that's fine. And they're like, no, not really.
Nah, fuck that. But
the more reasonable, you know, right wingers that be, oh, well, I just got a problem with the illegals, you know.
No, you don't. Again, Dale, you're lying to yourself. Like, no, you don't. You don't. Because if you did, you go to the airport and you start harassing any Swedish 6-foot-tall motherfucker walking off the plane. Let me see your papers. You don't give a fuck about them. You don't care. Like, those people are fine with you. You give a fuck about color. That's what you care about. And that's the 50% of you who are still backing Trump. And the sad 8% of my people who still do. Paris on CNN. But that guy fucking pisses me off. But anyway, so the idea here is if you're trying to get a green card, and you've gone through the legal steps and you've used things like Obamacare, then they can say, well, you weren't supposed to use that, so you're disqualified. But by law, you're supposed to have health care. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just eat the penalties until you guys get it through your thick skull to let me in? Or do I just do the thing that's totally legal here? Or just have no health insurance again and take the penalties? So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. It is solely aimed at fucking over illegal immigrants. So the argument would be, why are you doing that if legal immigration is something you're okay with? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I have a question for you. Like, what the fuck? What are we doing? Like, okay, obviously I don't agree with it, but at least if you're going to stand with the argument about legal immigration being the thing that you're cool with, why would you go after these people except for you know that there is a certain group of legal immigrants that are very vulnerable, that look very different, that those are the ones that you can single out? So, what are your thoughts?
You know, these people are fucking racists.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they are. That's kind of what they do. Big, fat racist. Yeah, it's weird to me because this story isn't getting enough press, but I have a feeling in the coming days and weeks it really is going to. But I don't know how they're going to pretend that this one isn't a complete hypocritical thing when they're literally creating the rules now to say that you can't do these things. Like you can't have a legal thing, change it to illegal and be like, no, now you're fucked. Like, wait, what? How? Oh, well, you should have known not to do that. But it wasn't a rule then. Well, I mean, that's not really our problem, is it? Yes, it is.
Actually, the rule was you have to have health insurance.
Yeah. They're like, well, Obama's the bad one. Nigga, what? Like, what the fuck are we doing? So, yeah, like they're literally creating a rule so that you have to violate it so that they can strip your citizenship. Like that's a wild move. And I'm very interested to see how well that's going to work in the media. Like you can't let that one slide, right? Like at a certain point, you got to go, all right, guys, this is nuts. Like you cannot pull this shit. But I'm not sure that they won't get, they won't be given a pass on it, which is wild to me.
Does Stephen Miller have a Secret Service protection, you think?
I would hope so. I would hope he does.
Just curious.
No reason.
Nah, certainly nothing in particular. I was just wondering if you thought he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I
mean, he's just an aide. I mean, I don't know how deep that goes. I didn't see any in the video where they chased him out of the sushi restaurant and then he threw his sushi away that he already paid for.
I don't even want it anymore. It wasn't made from enough immigrants. Like, yeah.
Why is he eating ethnic food anyway? Didn't they chase him out of a fucking burrito place too?
Yeah. Like, what is their problem? No, eat the food that your ancestors made. So boiled fucking potatoes and and whatever other bland shit that is not good because white people don't use seasoning. So, yeah, you guys don't. It's a real problem.
Stay in your fucking lair.
Yeah.
Eat mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. This is gross. Yeah, good. And you don't get to have gefilte fish either, you fucking terrible Jew. Get out of here. Yeah, you don't get to enjoy the food of your own fucking people because you're a fucking Nazi. Like, he probably goes home and it's like, it's time for Seder. And they're like, not for you, Steven. Fuck out of here. And that's right.
No matzo ball soup for you, you fucking Nazi.
How does that work, by the way? When he goes home, they're just probably like, dude, what the fuck is your problem?
He can't go home. There's no way he's ever been back to Santa Monica. Ted Lieu would punch him in the face.
I want Ted Lieu to fight Stephen Miller. Like, they have to fight for California supremacy. Like, who's the real Californian?
The Battle of Santa Monica.
That, wow, what a boring battle that would be. I'm getting avocado toast. Well, I'm getting Mexican fish tacos. Like, all right, guys. see you at the beach, man. All right, dude. Like, ugh, all right.
That's how liberal Santa Monica is they have Ted Lieu, who is fearless. He has no problem talking shit all day, every day.
No, good for him.
He was wearing a. He tweeted out a picture of him wearing a Trump Putin 16 T-shirt.
Yeah, that motherfucker
doesn't give a fuck.
God, man, I wish if I thought I could run in an election and be that fucking safe, I'd do it in a goddamn heartbeat. Just
you could do it from there.
I mean, I guess I could. I could run from Baltimore. Just be like, fuck you.
You'd have to, you know, obviously.
I would have to fight Larry Hogan. Retired. I would have to fight Larry Hogan, though. Like I know. I would have to fight.
Once your congressman retires, then try to get in there.
I don't want to run for public office. I'm too mean. Like I'm too mean, and I have a moral center. Because I would feel like you're just kicking the shit out of these people, and it seems wrong.
Funny in Congress, because you just be yelling at people.
That is true. I would enjoy that if I'm being honest. I am the new Anthony Weiner without the pedophilia.
But we do need Elijah Cummings to stick around for a little while, because yeah. if we win back the House, then you know the Oversight Committee will conducting some oversight.
He has subpoena power. More him and Maxine Waters. Oh, whisper of a dream.
Oh, yeah, she'll be in head of the Finance Committee.
Yep. And the first thing she's gonna do, give me them fucking tax records, motherfucker.
Oh, and Adam Schiff
would
be in charge of Intel. Oh, this will be hilarious. Oh, guys, we have to win.
You have to win. Holy shit, are you kidding me? I just wanna listen to the episodes of the Rachel Maddow podcast. Oh well, Adam Schiff has gotten some more data. We're back with Adam Schiff. Holy shit. What do you just tell us what you know?
I want to talk to Elijah Cummings and just ask what it's like to have to answer to Trey Gowdy.
As an old black man, you don't want that answer. Like, you don't want that. Nah, yeah, you really don't. He's like, look, manager, motherfucker. I hate him. I swear to God, I hate his guts.
Whatever he says, his answer will start with.
Yeah, no, there is absolutely an exhausted sigh coming right before that, without a doubt.
What's it like to work under Trey Gowdy? Let me tell you.
It's fine. It's fine. Through grated teeth. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Chairman Gowdy is a respectable man who I fucking want to... Why are you making a jerk off motion with your hand?
No reason. I've never seen.
I thought this was an audio only interview.
There's a camera, Mr. Cummings. There's no tape of Trey Gowdy sucking a ding dong. Oh, God. That is such a fucking hilarious video. So this legal immigration debate. It's coupled by another story that I wrote on the docket. Filthy immigrant family uses chain migration to ruin America. This story is about First Lady Melania Trump's parents become U.S. citizens thanks to chain migration, according to NPR.
Do we really need more Slovenians? I don't like people coming here from shithole countries.
Also, what are they giving to this country? They're retired. They're retired. Right? What are they bringing to America? A mediocre looking older white woman and a white dude who looks exactly like his son-in-law, Melania Trump. You have some serious fucking issues. That's gross. That dude looks like your fucking husband. Donald Trump and Viktor Novs could be the same fucking guy. They're like the same age, too.
I think he's younger.
Melania wanted to fuck her dad.
You don't
want
to go up to your father-in-law like, hey, kid, how you doing?
Oh.
What's up, Junior?
Gross. Yeah, no. But he's like, every night she calls me daddy. Like, no, she doesn't, Donald. You guys haven't slept together in 6 years. Get out of here.
I like the theory that he was fighting so hard to try to get rid of chain migration before this happened.
Yeah, like, don't let those fuckers in. I hate them. I don't want those weirdos here. They're always speaking whatever language it is in Slovenia. Like, Donald, let my parents in, please. Like, Melania, I can't. Chain migration is wrong. It's wrong. Like, yeah, whatever.
So it's the actual thing is called family reunification.
Not in this case, it's not. Melania Trump is a fucking anchor baby. Get out of here.
Barron is the anchor baby.
She might as well be too. She's getting her fucking parents in. I don't like it. I don't care.
All those Trump kids are anchor babies except for one.
Oh,
the one who wants nothing to do with this shit.
Yep. Tiffany is an innocent person.
Did you know?
She's a real American, by the way. Real
American. I just found this out the other day, speaking of our favorite Trump. Aside from like following a bunch of like resistance and women's march stuff on Instagram, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she's getting her law degree at fucking Georgetown?
Yeah. What if she's what if she joins Mueller's team? I have one dream. So put that son of a bitch in prison. Like, wow. Welcome aboard. I would support them, by the way. Like, she just becomes an intern for Robert Mueller. Holy shit. If I was Robert Mueller, that's what I would do. I would try to turn her. I'd be like, come to the dark side. Or the light side.
Yeah, Rod Rosenstein hooked me up.
Thanks, damn Dad. You. I got damn a job at the dust. I got a job at the Justice Department. You'll never guess what case I'm working on. I would. Fuck it. See, that's why I can't work in Washington, because I'm too fucking petty. I would do it. I'd be like, fuck them. I would call her up. I'd be like, look, do you want the internship of a lifetime? And she'd be like, that seems wrong. I'd be like, no, but it's so right. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it.
We got to have one good Trump, right?
I think she's going to be it. I think like Ronald Reagan Jr., like he was a good Reagan, right? He, you know, even though his father was clearly demented when he was still in the White House. But Ronald Reagan Jr. is.
And Michael fucking sucks.
Ugh, Michael Reagan. Get out of here. He's like the Frank Stallone of Reagan's. Hey, it's me, Frank Stallone. Get out of here. Nobody cares about you. But yeah, I think the Mueller investigation should hire. I think that's the right move. That's what I would do.
I support this.
Yep, absolutely. Tiffany Trump, if you're listening, and I know that you are, call Robert Mueller. Your brother takes the same flights as him. He should be able to find him. Your dumb fuck brother does. Like, you have Secret Service. You know, they didn't check the manifesto or the manifest for the plane. Like, yo, Robert Mueller's on. Don't take this flight. Nah, fuck it. We'll be fine.
Sit right behind him and just taking copious notes.
No, just sit right behind him and just like breathe into his ear like collusion.
I'm going to get you.
You're going to fucking prison forever. I hope you like anal. Because you're going to get a lot of it.
You're going to toss the salad, don't you?
Jeez. I am justice. Like, ah! Your new fucking girlfriend can't save you, buddy. I don't give a fuck where she's from. She's from San Francisco. She's going to prison, too. No! Yeah. That would just be, like, I would love to know if they noticed each other on the plane, right? Like, everyone saw the picture, but, like, I got to imagine Robert Mueller got on after Don Jr., right? Like, you got to let Don Jr. on first, right? Because he's going to be in first class, which means there is a high chance that, you know, you walk past first class first on the, you know, pedestrian flights I've been on, like. So that big son of a bitch, Robert Mueller, walks by and he's like, sup, motherfucker? How you doing? Like, he just gives him the fucking nod. That'd be awesome. Or he just has an empty seat next to him. He's just like, he just taps it.
Last time you see me.
He just smoke pellets and it just disappears into coach. I don't need
roll,
to be in first
piece
class.
Of shit. Roll!
Just looks at him as he walks by, just fucking shaking his head, staring like, yeah, I'll see you later. I'll see you later, bro. I'll see you fucking later.
How much do you like your dad? Enough to spend the rest of your fucking life in prison.
Are you ready for this? I'm not. I don't want to go. Yeah. Well, he'll have plenty of time to work on his fucking deadlift working in the fucking yard.
You've been visited by the swan.
I imagine Robert Mueller, as he says, you've been visited by the swan, making like a bird motion with his arms, weirdly. Fucking. Like, Jesus Christ.
This is the scariest human being I've ever seen in my life.
Why don't you move? He's, you know, he's, was it Lurch from, like, the Addams Family? That's pretty much Robert Mueller. Like, where's Robert Mueller? You rang.
Jesus Christ. Good evening.
Jesus Christ. Dude, you're way too big to be so quiet. Get out of here. Put a bell on you. Yeah, so that filthy immigrant family has now helped with the downfall of America. So thanks, Melania. Appreciate it. You suck, you hypocritical pieces of garbage. Next up, Ohio special election was a... I meant to write signal. I wrote single because dumb. So the GOP, they had to, you know, there was a special election in Ohio, Ohio's 12th district. And it was pretty fucking close. Now, Ohio
is still up in the air, actually.
It hasn't quite come in.
Provisional ballots. Probably not going to win this one. But it's a pretty good test case because it's mostly in the suburbs. Who, if anybody's going to turn on Trump, that's who it's going to be. The people in the suburbs that are, well, hi, I'm appalled. It could not, like, there was not, like, a cult of personality in this one. It was generic white Democrat versus generic white Republican.
Yep.
Like, there's nothing outstanding about either of these two people.
No one
Danny
can.
Versus Troy. So, but Trump won this district by, what, 12?
Yes, by 12.
And less than 1% now separates this race. It's like a couple of thousand votes.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans threw everything at this. They outspent Danny O'Connor 6-1.
Jesus.
They dropped between $4 and $5 million on this race. Pence and Trump went and visited the district and did events. Like they did everything they had to try to win this thing. And it's a squeaker. Which is a terrible sign because there are 70 congressional districts more competitive than this one.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, you know, that lean less red than this one.
Telling you, man.
Which
I at this point, that 100 seats, I think it is a guarantee fucking T at a minimum. They are going to trounce. Like, barring just unprecedented cheating. If this is a straight up and down election across the country, no, they're in a world of trouble, dude. They are in a world of fucking trouble.
Republicans have a ton of money, but they can't go drop $5 million on, you know, 435 races. There's just no way.
No. Right? And it clearly, but the thing is, it clearly,
but they can't put as much effort into this stupid special election.
Right, because they got
all the other ones.
Right, because they got way bigger fish to fry. But the thing is, even if they could, the money isn't making a difference. Like, the money is that what's happening, and we don't have a story on the docket, but I'll quickly mention it. What's happening is every time Trump comes in and nationalizes a race, the response isn't, "Whoa, get out of the way! Here comes a Trump train." No, the response is, oh, you want to make this a national race? And Democrats go, let's fucking do this. And they come out in droves. Like, at a certain point, if I'm a Republican, I'm like, can you just stay the fucking D.C., please? Stop mentioning me. Leave me alone. But they haven't learned that lesson yet because all they're hearing is their Trump supporter screaming, but they're not paying attention to every time he steps in, it gets fucking terrible for them. Even when they win, they lose. And even if this guy wins, he lost. He lost because this is way too close. This should have been a fucking blowout. If Trump won by 12, that guy should have at least won by 6.
So Trump won by 12. This district has been held by a Republican for like 30 years.
Yeah, since the 80s.
And Romney won it by 16. Like, this is a very red district. You know, it's this close that they're having to count fucking provisional ballots, which it doesn't matter, by the way. this is not the race that's turning the tide. It's not like, oh, well, if we get one more seat, then we control the House right now. No, we don't. But
it always makes it easier.
yeah, as a signal?
As a single.
As a single of things to come.
Idiot.
This is very bad news for them.
Yeah, it's very, very bad news.
Yeah, so I'm excited. November is going to be fun.
I'm just hoping that it can be as clean of election as it's going to be before we can actually like clean up this this Russian shit and actually like make efforts to really help the country. But I'm telling you, I really, barring any sort of like nationwide shenanigans, I'm feeling pretty fucking confident that they're about to lay the fucking hammer down in November, dude. Again, you're going after legal immigration? Okay. Like, I don't understand how that argument is going to work. Oh, yeah, everybody on the news is going to be like, oh, no, legal immigrants are the worst. Yeah, yeah. You just made the argument 4 months. They have tape of you making the argument that Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Stephen Miller and Trump and every other fucking asshole in that administration has said, it's not legal immigration we're worried about. Illegal immigration is the bad thing. We got to worry about the bad guys. We got to worry about the illegal immigrants. Okay, I still think that your actions are shitty, but even if I give you that recourse, you're still going against that. So I just don't see how the fuck they think this is going to work. Like, it's either that they realize that the level of cheating is going to be insane in November, or they are so fucking arrogant that they think that because it's going to be a national level elections, that Trump voter that came out in 2016 is just going to be there. I don't think so, man. Like, I mean, the hardcore ones are going to be there, of course, because they fucking love anything Trump. But like those people who were on the fence, ain't no Hillary Clinton to run against, my guy. And that's going to be something Trump and his team is going to figure out. There's not a one person to run against. I noticed the Republicans are trying to make
Nancy Pelosi.
Not Nancy Pelosi. What's the young woman who just won?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, like they're trying to make her out. She's the new Democrat to go after. I'm like, that shit ain't gonna work. One, her name is way too hard to remember. Like, you're not gonna nail her on like Hillary Clinton. Like, you know, Lion Ocasio-Cortez. Like, nah, that shit doesn't run. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So
and. All of her shit sounds pretty good.
Right, but like they don't have a villain. And they had a villain to work.
Send your kids to college. What a bitch. What?
Yeah, she's going to help with healthcare. Like, okay. Yeah, she's the worst. You're right. Let's get her into higher office. So like it's just not, they don't have a villain to point to. Like they had, you know, right or wrong, I think it was wrong, and a lot of lies coming out of that, but they had Hillary Clinton to go, Hillary is the problem. So we can focus all our energy. That's a far different world, which is, by the way, why almost always you lose seats your first election, right? Your first off-season election, because you don't have one person to run against. You have 50 people to run against. How the fuck can you split that message? It's fucking hard. It's damn near impossible. So, and they're doing a bad job.
It happened to us. People get complacent. They take their foot off the gas.
Yep. And it's going to happen to them. Like, they're like, no, the Trump train is going. No, it's not.
Yeah. It happened to us in 2010 and 2014. We're just like, well, we did it.
And good night,
everybody. Eat avocado toast.
Yep. And we did. And then we woke up and we're like, wait, what? 7 seats in the Senate we lost. Holy shit. Whose fault is this? It's your fault. it's yours.
We elected Obama. What else do you want from me? Jesus.
I thought he was a king. Why don't he just do it? Like, all right, fucking dumb. But yeah, I think the chances of them getting railroaded is going to be. Look, what's the record? 68?
63 in 2010.
63.
The Michael Steele record.
Nah, yo.
And I want that record.
Look. Nah, yo. 63 is going to look like a walk in the park. Because they're going to, or rather, it's going to look insignificant. They're getting ready to run the scoreboard up on these motherfuckers. Because look, I'm telling you, barring national level cheating, I don't know how they win. Your arguments are garbage. It's just Trump is making America great. How? What proof do you have? None. So and everyone is pissed.
The Daily this week, they were doing a, one of their episodes is on this race, and they were playing the Troy Balderson ads, and their early ads are just like, Troy Balderson is a constitutional conservative, and he goes to church every day, and he's going to cut taxes. And then as soon as that first poll came out where it was close, it was like, ugh, Danny O'Connor wants to let MS-13 come roam your street.
He's going to kill your grandmother. Like, wow.
I mean, dude, it's like, it doesn't matter what the race is. Trump, like, has the exact same tweet for everybody. He's going to raise your taxes. He's weak on the border. He's
like, see, but like,
that, nothing to say at any of these races.
Look, again, he's worthless to the National Party. He's worthless. They
and,
think
and
that it's really great.
This race, it was this race basically was the generic ballot, right?
Where it's, yeah. where it's like, two generic white men.
Just yeah, nothing outstanding about either of them.
Oh,
just it was generic white Democrat, generic white.
Yeah, it was eggshell versus alabaster to see who was gonna take the seat. I don't know about you, but I wanted salad dressing. No, fuck that. I want mayonnaise. Wow, what a choice! Like no one cared. No one cared. And everyone else is like, why isn't there any pepper in this? Like, shut up. But yeah, it was two boring fucking sandwiches. So yeah, that's going to be the races.
So if the entire, you know, I don't know that this will happen because there's individual things in individual races and you don't know. But if the entire thing moves 12 points, they're fucked.
They're super fucked, dude. If every place moves at an average of 12 points, like striking distance should arguably be 5 or less. Maybe 6. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6 on a really good year. 12? And on average, I believe the average is like 20. If 20 points is striking distance, no one is safe. Why even have elections? What the fuck? Just do a coin toss. I don't know. I'm fucking the eggshell one. I don't know.
Well, so this is the thing is everybody's pissed everywhere, and so they're like, "What can I do? I'll give some money to my local Democrat running." You know?
Yeah.
So they're getting these small donations all over the place. We don't have as many billionaires as they do, but we got a lot of pissed off people that are like, "Yeah, I'll throw $20 at you know, Danny O'Connor."
Yeah, but so generic Irish McIrish name.
potato, potato. I'm from Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's fact.
Would they throw in that much money to defeat generic bag of potatoes and it's still up in the air and the election was Tuesday?
Yeah, this is
not a good sign.
Nah, dude, you should have had this shit wrapped up that night. What was it, Trump on Trump on Twitter? Red wave, red wave. It's like it's a primary.
Dude, fucking
you idiot,
fucking Trump. Fucking Trump. The night of the election goes, we got 5 for 5 in the other. There was this special election, but then it was just a bunch of primaries. So he was like celebrating that Republicans won all the Republican primaries.
You idiot. We're kicking it. No Democrat won any of these primaries. What? Okay. I mean, on the Democratic side, they
did. Yeah. You know what? If we would have run a Democrat in a Republican primary and you beat him, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
We won all the primaries, guys.
Look out, motherfucker. We're coming. Like, that shit's fucking hilarious to me. He's such a butthead. Like, he's just a butthead. But I'm telling you, he is nothing but damaging to that party on a national level. He is. And they're about to find out just how damaging he is when those polls start coming back closer to the election. Right now, they're like, oh, that's nobody believed the polls. No, like this is the greatness of being a victim of your own success, right? Republicans right now are like, doesn't matter what the polls say. I hear this shit all the time. Doesn't matter what the polls said. The poll said Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. She lost. Trump train. Trump won. Polls don't mean anything. The problem is he won because he cheated, right? So unless they plan on helping...
The numbers,
all of you cheat in the same fucking ways, and it's as close enough that they can make it happen without it seeming super suspicious, you're going to lose. The polls are, in fact, correct. So guess what? It's like when Mitt Romney was like, I don't believe any of these polls. And it was like, nah, dude, you're going to lose. I don't believe any of these polls. And then he woke up and he was like, oh, it turns out Obama won. Yeah, motherfucker, the polls were right. They were correct.
Even taking all the numbers at face value, the polls the day of the election were Hillary by 3. And she won by 2.
Yeah.
That's not a massive shift.
Right.
Right? It's not like, oh, it's the Trump blowout. You know?
Yeah, he won by 9. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
The polls were pretty close. I'm sorry. You know, when you do a nationwide poll, it doesn't take into account individual fucking precincts and states. But whatever. Doesn't matter.
No, we're coming for you, motherfuckers.
Not trusting the polls. So here's some fun things about polls. This was also from The Daily. I found this shocking. What percentage of Trump supporters do you think are white men without a college degree?
I know this, but go ahead.
It's only 33%.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Because that's all we ever hear about.
Yeah.
But it was like 12% were white women without a college degree, or with a college degree, and they're down to like 1%. Like, they fell the fuck off. They are not happy.
So wait, white women with a college degree who supported Trump.
Yeah, they voted. They were 14% of his voter base.
That's insane. And dude, 14% is so high. You have a college degree. You hear a person who can barely put together a sentence, you're like, yeah, no, this is the fucking guy. This is the guy.
But now they've dropped down to 1%.
Jesus.
They hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, like, I don't think they realize, by the way, and white men are his biggest supporters because of course, you know, white men are
dumb.
Yeah. White men are mad problematic, dude. Like,
and racist.
Yeah. Super
we're dumb and racist.
I mean, you know, you just said the same thing twice, but anyway, but I think, and I don't think they will understand this until after the election, truly, when we have real numbers. I don't think they realize how bad they fucked up with that separating kids from parents. Like,
that's motivated women more than anything.
Yo, women are not pleased about that. And by the way, that really goes to show you how shitty guys are all over, right? Because we're just like, I mean, like, whatever. Nigga, they kids. But like, there is a maternal instinct, yo. I don't give a fuck who you are. And you have to have like the core of you just dead inside. So a Trump supporter, basically, like a hardcore Trump supporter. But the vast majority of normal functioning human women see that and they go, whether they have kids or not, whether they want to have kids or not. Yo, there is something in women that are like, yo, this is wildly unacceptable. Whether you support the immigration, like getting, you know, illegal immigrants out of here and all the other tactics, separating kids from moms. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're a normal functioning person, that shit bothers you. Like, me listening to these three moms, I don't know where they were. They're from the Midwest. And they were, I mean, I guess they were on the more liberal side. But they were just like, they just showed up at one of those like detention centers or an ACLU thing. And they were just like, we're just here to try to do something because of these fucking babies. And I was like, yo, I was like, why are there tears in my eyes listening to The Daily at like 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday? Like, that shit fucking bothers you as a human being. And I think those women, they were just three moms and they were like, nah, fuck that. Like, yo, and I think a lot of women around the country are going to be like, no, yo, that shit is unacceptable. It is.
So
I don't know how Ivanka sleeps at night.
Off.
I don't.
Oh, she's a feckless cunt. Oh, women have fallen off.
Were you past the hour? No, we're past the hour. Yes, Ivanka Trump is a feckless cunt. That is absolutely correct.
Old people are dying.
Yeah, I mean, you're laughing. You're laughing, and I don't want to laugh over you with my more belly laugh. But yes, okay. Woohoo! Old racist white people are dying, like just in droves. Good. You didn't take care of the opiate issue. Oh, well. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
no,
that's fine. Yeah.
No more healthcare.
Deaths of sorrow.
I'm not that sorrowful. So the
no, good. Actually feeling pretty good.
Or what do they call it? No, deaths of despair. Yeah, okay, go despair over there. I feel no despair.
No, I'm fine. I'm gonna get tacos after this.
Yeah, women are leaving, and a lot of people that sat out the election. The overwhelming majority of Americans said, fuck this, I'm not voting. And they're paying attention now.
Yeah, it turns out.
So, like Jay said, barring some nationwide fuckery, this will not work out well for them.
No, it will not. And I can't wait for it not to.
Dude, in the Senate, Tennessee and Texas are toss-ups.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was looking at, there's like 7 Senate races, which are toss-ups, which were the expected ones. Like, yeah, you know, Nevada's going to be close. Arizona's going to be close. And, you know, we got some red state Democrats who have to defend, you know, like Missouri and North Dakota and West Virginia. Those are going to be tough. Oh, and Indiana, like those are all the tough ones we gotta defend. And then I'm looking there and Tennessee and Texas. What the hell?
Yeah. The fact that Beto O'Rourke has even a sliver of a chance is insane.
And then
by the way, I think he's gonna take it.
And Bredesen in Texas, of course. They're like they like tough guys, and Ted Cruz is a cuck. And Phil Bredesen,
spoiler for a later story, where we did find an actual cuck, but go ahead.
The most recent Democratic governor of Tennessee is running for the Senate. People like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running a lunatic against him. What's her name? Blackburn? Marsha Blackburn?
Yeah, Marsha Blackburn, yep.
Yeah, she's an insane person. So we might win fucking Tennessee.
They're so tremendously fucked, man. Like, they are, dude. They are tremendously fucked. You want to hear how fucked they are? Here's another story. This is amazing. I didn't see the story until today. This is an insane story. How bad are things? This is from The Intercept. The Ivancept. How bad are things for the GOP? A Democratic House candidate got 30,000 write-in votes in Michigan. 30,000. So this guy, this poor son of a bitch, Matt Morgan, he was kicked off the, so this is the Michigan government, right? And by the way, that's also a big point, is these down ballot races in the states. Oh, it's going to be a motherfucking bloodbath. Ain't no Russia interference helping you, buddy. You're in District 1.2.0 in the middle of fucking Montana. Ain't nobody coming for your ass. So you getting ready to get, if you're going to get swept by the Democrats, ain't, there is no one to help you. No one. At least the big races for the Republicans, they might get a little bit of help from the Russians. Ain't no help coming from you. And like, oh, I'm in the middle of Michigan. Ain't nobody coming for you. Nobody. Nobody. In Michigan, this guy, Democrat, Matt Morgan, he got kicked off the congressional ballot, leaving incumbent, Representative Jack Bergman to be run unopposed in the general election. Now, the primary was on Tuesday, this past Tuesday. So this guy, Matt Morgan, was the only Democrat on the primary ballot, right? So what happened, I guess they have some sort of, I don't know exactly how it works in Michigan, but I guess they have a threshold. If you get so many votes, then you are, like, so many write-in votes, then you are officially on the ballot, no matter whether you signed up to be on the ballot officially or not. And this guy got nearly 8 times as many votes than he needed to be put back on the November general ballot. Now, keep in mind, he got in one county in Michigan, Marquette County. Morgan got nearly as many votes as Bergman, who was on the ballot, got. The county credited Morgan with 4,388 votes. Bergman, again, on the ballot. Morgan, not on the ballot. Bergman got 4,522. He damn near beat him in a place where they didn't even have him on the fucking ballot, which is insane. This motherfucker got 30,000 votes just because he's a Democrat and they had a write-in campaign. You, dear Republican Party, you are in a world of trouble. You are in a world of trouble. Because keep in mind, this is something a lot of people don't know. When you are a write-in candidate, you can't just be a write-in candidate. They also have to spell your name correctly. So if he's Matt Morgan, he's, you know, spelled exactly how you would think it's spelled, M-A-T-T, and then Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. But if someone wrote Matt, M-A-T, Morgan, it doesn't count. So 30,000 people, and there's a lot of dumb people in the world, 30,000 people still got this motherfucker on the ballot with that many votes as a write-in. That's incredible. That's absolutely fucking incredible. So yeah, you're in a fucking...
The most insane story in political history, that Lisa Murkowski won on a write-in campaign and everybody spelled Murkowski correctly.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. That's wild. By the way, that's in Alaska, right? Yeah.
So it was probably like 12 people.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness. But like, if Lisa Murkowski ran in Baltimore, you ain't gonna win that. Black people are like, what? Nah, yo. Johnson, yeah, son. Johnson.
She got primaried by some hard right person because she's, you know, a pro-life Republican. That's no good. And then she's like, yeah, just go ahead and write me in. And
they fucking did.
At least keen-eyed observers may note that Lisa Murkowski is currently in the Senate.
That shit is wild. But it just goes to show you, when people are hyped for you, man, people are hyped for you.
Yeah.
So this guy, man, I'm telling you, GOP, I don't know. They should be running scared. They seem to be pretty relaxed.
Progressive former Marine. I like these candidates where we find like super progressive people that served, because that's like,
that's one.
Oh, you hate the military. Like, bitch, I am the military.
I am the Senate. Yeah. Like, nah, fuck that. He's like, you know how many people I killed? Like, 10? Double it. Like, okay. I will vote for you.
He takes his shirt off. He's got scar bumps everywhere, like Killmonger.
I killed all these people to be here. I killed 30,000 people to get these votes. Like, wow. This guy is fucking serious. All right, let's... next story. This is actually really interesting. I heard about this story on Rachel Maddow, and then I read about it on NPR. This might be one of the greatest stories that has happened during this administration. So, immigration officials have returned a mother and daughter to the United States after they were deported under the cover of night, basically. When they were supposed to be, they were seeking asylum in the U.S. and they were in the U.S. and they had a case, and the case was going on. And the judge was like, all right, cool. You know, we'll see you guys back here tomorrow. They came back the next day, and the people from the ACLU who were supporting these people were like, we found out our client, the mother and daughter, have been put on a plane. They are on the plane right now, headed back to Mexico or somewhere like that. And the judge is like, what? I'm sorry. They're where? And so they're like, yo, federal government, what the fuck is going on? They're like, well, we just found out too. Turns out ICE grabbed them and put them on a plane. They just left. Yo, the judge was like, look, tell you something. Turn that fucking plane around right now. And he's like, no, but it's in the air. They're like, yeah, no, I heard you. Turn it around now. I'm a federal judge. This is what I do. Turn that fucking plane around. They were like, you right. And they fucking did. They fucking did.
El Salvador, by the way.
El Salvador. There you go. I'm sorry.
they got a picture of Emmett Sullivan here. He looks like he's really tired of a lot of shit he's seen here.
Yeah. No, he is U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan. Pictured in 2008 before he lost all fucks.
He looked like he was done back then.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care for any of this. I don't care for it. But dude, like, Do yourself a favor. Like, this article that we have in the docket is very good, but do yourself a favor and go back and listen to Rachel Maddow do the transcript. Like, she read the transcript. That shit is amazing. I was like, this is a movie. He was like, turn that plane around. They're like, well, we can't. He's like, forthwith, right now. Like, sorry, Your Honor. Yeah, he made him turn the fucking plane around. He was like, either turn around in the sky or the second it lands, get it right back in the air and get them here. And you know what? They did. They got them there that fucking, like, that evening. That's dope, man. Look, shout out to all the judges out there who had tried cases, aren't racist or bigots, who are real judges, who actually give a fuck about the law. Like, that's dope. You know, they say the justice system doesn't work for people of color, and they are generally right about 99% of the time. But this is what happens when you have people of color who are judges, who see injustice and go, no, fuck that noise. Get him here. And he's a federal judge. So guess what? You got to do it. You going to appeal it? Nope.
There's even been some applaudable judges who you wouldn't expect. Like the dude who was making them end family separation. He was a white dude appointed by Bush.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even the Bush people are like, yo, this is a bridge too far.
Like, dude, come on.
Like, get out of here. Like, look, we did a lot of terrible shit. Granted. I mean, but Jesus. Bounds of reason. Like, yeah, it's just wild, man. But like, that story is dope. He was just like, return them forthwith. I'm not
forthwith.
Yeah. Forthwith is a dope. That's a dope fucking, that's a dope term, man. I like that. I'm gonna have to use that. I believe the Republican Party is going to get their ass kicked forthwith. Like, it's awesome. Like, this guy actually was like, no, I told you that they don't get deported until you can prove, you know, that this is okay, because they're seeking clemency or asylum. Like, no, yeah, you don't get to just toss them in the middle of the night. What the fuck is your problem? Like, if you believe in the rule of law, then, you know, fight your case, win it, and then, okay, they got to go. But you don't get to just, oh, fuck that federal judge, I do what I want. Nah. And by the way, in this case, he said, bring them, get them back in the United States forthwith, or I'm going to hold, and I quote, the Attorney General of the United States in contempt of court. Yo, this black man is awesome. Like, this dude is fucking awesome. Emmett,
give me a reason to grab that little racist Keebler elf and hold him in contempt. I dare you.
Whisper of a dream to have U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan reaming out fucking Jeff Sessions in a court of law. I want it so bad. It would have been worth those people being deported to see that. And I'm sorry, it would have been worth it. And I hope they make
it
back.
You're gonna have to take one for the team here,
because this is gonna be fucking epic. Roll tape. No, but I'm glad Carmen and her daughter, that's not her real name, but I'm glad they're back. That's great. But yeah, no, dude, to have him be like, didn't I fucking tell you? Because, you know, look, Emmett Sullivan, again, he looks like an old black man who's seen some shit. He probably wants to fight Jeff Sessions. He's like, bring Jeff's punk ass up here.
All these people that have been around the legal system for years and years, they've run into Jeff Sessions.
They hate him.
Attorney. Yeah. People have dealt with this guy. They know what he is. They know what he does.
Yeah. No, they're just not fans. And you know what? Good. I'm not a fan either. So fuck him. Yeah. So
Loretta Scott King called this guy out 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what he is.
He couldn't become a judge back then because he was too racist. He was too fucking racist.
In the 80s.
Yeah. Have you seen movies in the 80s? They're pretty racist. We have a show about it. Like, it's great. I mean, they were also fun. But yeah, they were super racist. Wildly unacceptable. Next up.
Speaking of movies in the 80s.
That's a good segue. I like that. Here's an idea. This gives you an idea of just how much Russia does not give a fuck. Russia Taz Hollywood actor. Okay, I was like, don't say star. Russia Taz Hollywood actor Steven Seagal to handle humanitarian issues between the United States and Russia. They really don't give a fuck. They really don't care. So who you sent in for humanitarian thing? I don't know. The guy from Mark for Death? The guy who had to fight Screwface and his twin brother, other Screwface? Get out of here. Look, I'm gonna take my head off here for a second and go from reasonable Jay to an asshole. You don't put this bloated loser in this role unless you just don't give a fuck. He's trolling. What the fuck does Steven Seagal know about humanitarian anything? That guy just broke people's arms and legs in movies just because it was fun. He's a terrible person. He used to be a great martial artist. He is not anymore. He's awful. He was on that show Lawman where he drove a tank through a house with Sheriff Arpaio, I believe. He's a fucking loser. He's a loser.
He's also a Russian citizen now.
Vladimir Putin. Which is how he says Vladimir Putin, which is weird.
Also, I have noticed a resurgence in the popularity of the gif of him getting sucked out of a plane in Executive Decision.
I have also noticed that. His greatest
role. Best gif.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in this movie for 10 minutes to get sucked out of a fucking plane. That's great. This is your best role.
Yeah, no, you were awesome. Thanks. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. I did like some Steven Seagal movies back in the day.
Sure. Who doesn't like the nautical adventures of Casey Ryback?
The nautical adventures. Fuck off. Casey Ryback is a solid name for the 80s.
Sure.
He was awesome. Remember when people liked Steven Seagal?
For a minute.
And yeah. Then he just got like fat and lazy. Like he just did. He was just like, I'm Steven Seagal, look out. It was like, wow. And then you were like hanging out with people on, like you started doing movies with DMX. That was, wait, I'm sorry. I just pulled up Steven Seagal's IMDb to make fun of his filmography.
His oeuvre.
His CV. He is doing a sequel to Above the Law?
Tremendous.
Wait, what?
I'll watch it.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Wow, that's amazing. When did his career end? Like officially?
Well, so he had the brief resurgence, right? Because he was doing DMX movies.
No, that's not a resurgence, dude. You're dead. No, that's just the bounce of a dead cat. Like that shit doesn't count.
How much did Exit Wounds make?
Not much. No, I'm gonna call the death of Steven Seagal's career 1996.
Okay, what was 1996?
Executive Decision.
When he got sucked out of that play?
Yeah, because the next movie was The Glimmer Man.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, and then what, Fire Down Below? He was like, I'm here to fight for Native America. Like, nah, yeah, like, no. No, he had Above the Law, Hard to Kill, Mark for Death, Out for Justice, The Nautical Adventures of Casey Ryback and Under Siege, On Deadly Ground, and then he was back as Casey Ryback on a train.
On a train, yeah.
And then he had Executive Decision. Yeah, he was Nico Toscani, Mason Storm, fuck off, John Hatcher, Detective Gino Foligno. Gino Foligno? Hey, it's me, Gino Foligno.
Gino Foligno.
Wow. Then he played Forrest Taft. And then, of course, Casey Ryback. And then Lieutenant Colonel Austin Travis. All right. Okay, guys. The Patriot? The Mel Gibson movie? Was he in The Patriot? Oh, different Patriot.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, I don't recall him being at the founding of America. Get out of here. Yeah. And then it all just, oof, it went down. Yeah. Yeah. It went downhill really fast. I've never seen it.
You had Katherine Heigl when she was like 12.
No. Gross.
She was the niece he was trying to save.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Katherine Heigl.
Gross. She sucked back then, too. Oh, he played a character, the cock puncher in the Onion movie. Yeah, good. Good. Great. Oh, that's right. He was in Machete. I forgot about that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. That wasn't good for him either. Yep, no, executive decision. His career died officially in 1996 when he flew right out of that fucking plane.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, he's our humanitarian. Good.
Great.
Yeah, we're nailing it.
Russia's just fucking trolling at this point.
Yep, they don't give a fuck. All right, let's nail some of the stories in the Eliminator. Devin Nunes caught on tape discussing Rod Rosenstein, the midterms, and Trump. What are your thoughts on this? This is a huge story.
Very unsettling tape to hear because yes. All you can hear in the foreground is knives on plates.
Clank, clank, clank.
Ah, it made my teeth hurt. I hated listening to it.
Look, you're not going to get a hot take quite like Andy's anywhere else on this political story. I can tell you that.
So it was a you know, one of them donors only, however many $1,000 a plate dinners. So he thought he was safe. You know, no press allowed. And somebody from a liberal activist group paid to go to the dinner and recorded the thing.
Surprise, surprise, so, motherfucker.
Yeah. So he's up there just spilling all the beans, and as it turns out. They've got evil plans. But the interesting thing is Nunes knows for sure that Trump committed lots of crimes.
Yep.
And he just came out right out and said, yeah, I mean, if we're not there in the House, all this goes away.
Yeah. Hey, guess what, Devin? You're right. Yeah,
Devin might not even win his own race. He won in 2016 by 35 points, and he's now neck and neck in that district.
Oh, if he loses.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Mm. Now we've got this tape going. Andrew Jan's campaign. Run this shit everywhere.
Yeah. Don't be nice. Like, this guy is a fucking traitor. That's what you should say, because you would be right.
The other fascinating thing was the Rosenstein stuff. Because they tried, yep. They put articles of impeachment on Rosenstein and,
you know, for doing his job.
Yeah. And all of the leadership in the House is like, oh, this is nothing. This is just ridiculous. What, we're not gonna, that's crazy.
We would never do that.
Yeah. But then Nunes goes out and is like, oh, yeah, no, that's there. We're gonna do that. You know,
I support the impeachment. Like, I just, what, on what grounds? That's my question.
Being a pain in Trump's ass, I think. Is that impeachable?
I guess.
So their plan, their evil plan, is after they confirm Kavanaugh, because that's going to be easy. Fucking slam dunk there.
Are you being facetious, or do you think it actually will be?
I'm being very facetious. No. There's a lot of dirt on that guy.
Yeah, there's a big fucking story out by him about him, too. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah, so they're going to confirm Kavanaugh, and then they're going through with the impeachment after that.
Yep. Because they think they have cover in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So the Kavanaugh thing is really fascinating because what Andy was alluding to about them having all this information on Kavanaugh is that Kavanaugh lied in his congressional appointment by saying he had nothing to do with any letters about torture in the Bush administration. But it turns out he absolutely fucking did. And he lied in front of Congress.
The Senate is all these guys from 12 years ago are still there.
Yep.
It was Dick Durbin he lied to.
Yeah, and he's pissed. He's super pissed.
The Senate this is, so here, new precedent. I know everybody's tired of the term unprecedented, but the Democrats in the Senate had to do FOIA requests to get all this information.
Yeah, that's a wild fucking situation, by the way.
Yeah, the press usually has to do that shit. Congress just gets what they ask for, but right. they're not getting the information that they want because there's a lot of paper on this dude because he served in the Bush administration.
Right.
But they're, you know, they're not following the rule that they established with Elena Kagan, that they wanted every scrap of paper she ever touched when she was in the Clinton administration. It's amazing. Weird. It's like they're hypocrites or something.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, nothing to really think about. Like, no biggie.
Yeah. So they're trying to get all this stuff before, like, so they talk to the Bush Library. They're like, oh yeah, we'll get that to you in October. Like, okay, well, they're doing these confirmation hearings in September. Like, yeah, we'll get it to you in October. Like, you fuckers.
Yeah, nice try.
So they did freedom of information requests.
Yeah. Again. But
they don't even need any of that stuff because they got Dick Durbin, who's got an axe to grind.
Yeah, no, he is fucking mad. So, good. You should be pissed. And that confirmation
should... You lied to me, you son of a bitch.
But, by the way, that should disqualify him. That should disqualify him for holding higher office, period, by the way. You should not...
Yeah, if you lied in your last confirmation
yeah.
hearing.
And look, again, I was having this conversation with somebody earlier today. There needs to be new hard and fast rules. Like, not, and I shouldn't say rules, laws. And there, one of them should be, if you lie during a congressional testimony, that should be a federal crime. And if you do that, you go to jail. Period. I'm dead fucking serious. If Kavanaugh knew that he could go to jail for lying, it should be like lying to to the FBI. It should be on that level. If you lie and they find out, you go to fucking jail. Period.
Well, you're under oath.
Yeah. So what does under oath mean if it has no consequences?
Oh, that would be a great way for this to end. Not only do you not go on to the Supreme Court, you're going to jail.
Yeah. And Merrick Garland is the one who votes that you do. Like, that should, honestly, I think that should be a rule that Democrats should push for. You lie to the federal government when you are under oath. It has real fucking consequences. That's it. Look, man, woman, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, doesn't fucking matter. You go under, like, then what does under oath mean if it doesn't have any consequences when you break it? Cool, you broke it. Go to jail, motherfucker. You're done. Guess what? It would stop you from fucking lying. And you don't get to go, oh, you don't get to obfuscate. We ask you a fucking question. Answer it. Now I dare you to lie. And I'll see your ass right in jail, motherfucker. You're gone. So you lie under oath, then you go to jail. Stop putting these motherfuckers in prison and we will stop having this shit. Only look, if Kavanaugh goes to jail, guess what? The next Kavanaugh will shut the fuck up and make sure not to tell a goddamn lie. And you go, oh, well, he'll just cover it up. Motherfucker, they're covering it up now. So you might as well be able to get 40% of them.
This right, is no. why McConnell didn't want this dude, because he's got way too much fucking baggage.
Again, McConnell is evil. He's not stupid. He's very fucking smart.
He won one of those guys with barely any record that they could just shove in real quick.
Yep.
But Trump liked the guy that said, I don't think the president can commit crimes. I'm like, I like him.
There's something about this guy. I like the cut of his jib. I love it. Yeah, good. I'm glad you picked him, you fucking knucklehead. So yeah, I hope Kavanaugh gets absolutely railroaded, and he should. And he should go to fucking prison for lying under oath. Like, and look, and maybe somebody who knows the law better than me, there are many, many millions of people who do. What is the point of having, maybe they can answer this question, what is the point of having them be sworn under oath if there are no consequences? Because we know Jeff Sessions has lied under oath. Nothing happened to him.
You know what? We know lawyers. We're going to find out this the answer to this and get back to you next week.
All right.
You know, Phil or Erica.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we know. Those are we know lawyers. We know two of them.
We know two lawyers.
It's two more than you guys know. Shut up. Yeah. Take that.
So, next up, Trump tweets that his son is fucking guilty of collusion. Look, yeah, that's what he did. I don't have anything else to say. Case closed. You fucking colluded with the Russians. Hey, my lovely, beautiful son, who can't deadlift for shit, colluded with the Russians, but he didn't get any information. So, you know, attempted murder isn't a thing as long as you don't murder the person. It's legal. It's fine. I tried to kill him, but I wasn't successful, so I get to get out of jail, right? No.
We broke into the bank, and yes, there's a lot of money missing, but there wasn't any when we got there, so we're not bank robbers.
Yeah, or we broke into the bank, but it turns out they had changed location. So, yeah, free to go. Like, nah.
I do not for a second believe, and they've been spouting this one over and over again. Nothing came of that meeting. Nothing happened.
I don't believe that at all.
We didn't make any deals. We didn't. We certainly didn't come up with an arrangement with WikiLeaks to release emails. Absolutely not. Nothing came of that meeting. We went and they said, we're like, oh, you got dirt? And they were like, adoptions. And I'm like, fuck out of here. Does anyone believe that?
Yes. Yeah, they do. And it's irritating that anyone could be that naive.
We want you to adopt our children. What? I thought this was about dirt on Hillary. Get out of here, Russians.
You're the worst. Like, come on, you. Like, come on, you. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. Cut it out. Next up, Rick Gates testifies in court that he is, in fact, a criminal, and so is Paul Manafort. And that he's so much of a criminal that he also stole from Paul Manafort. That is delicious.
The best part about this is that he is facing 100 years if he gets caught lying. And for some reason, the defense, like Paul Manafort's defense, was trying to like put like, oh, like they're telling the jury, you know, this guy, he's just here to keep his own ass out of prison. Because if he lies, he does 100 years. Like, that makes him more credible, I think. Don't you?
Yeah. That means that he's not going to lie. You dummy.
Yeah. My favorite, Chris Hayes was on, Colbert this week.
Yeah, I saw this.
I put the clip in our group, but it was he goes, yeah, they brought Rick Gates onto the stand. Like, did you guys do crimes? Yeah. Yeah, we did a ton of crimes. I'm a crime dude. We're hella into crimes.
We're hella into crime. I love it.
It made me laugh so much. We're hella into crimes.
I.
But yeah, 100 years. You're gonna put me away for 100 years. I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's corrupted. He'll tell you anything. Yeah, but if it's found to be a lie, he gets 100 years. Damn it. Yeah. Hey, yeah, moron. That's a terrible argument.
And then I ripped him off. I'm a terrible person.
Yep. They're like, he's worse. Like, you know, this guy, you know, fucked around on his wife. Okay. Like, what does that have to do with this? Nothing.
Yep. Sure did.
Yeah.
I can't lie. So yeah, you're right. I did. Sorry, honey. Yeah.
My bad. Like, it's just such a poor argument, but you know, hey man, whatever. Like, do you, whatever you think is going to work out, that's fine. The spoiler alert is not going to, and they already rested the case. Like, they were already like, nah, we're done. The prosecution's like, yeah, we're good.
If I ever end up on a jury and they're like, yeah, this guy's a cooperating witness, he's just here to avoid getting in jail himself. Like, okay, I believe him then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a pretty good motivator to tell the truth. You're I'm going to give you 100 years if you don't. All right. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I believe everything you tell me then.
Yeah. Thanks, dummies. Like, so stupid. Quickly, the NRA says they are going broke.
Womp womp.
So, yeah, thoughts and prayers, which is exactly what Andrew Cuomo said. He was like, yeah, if they go bankrupt, my thoughts and prayers are with them. I was like, God damn. But Cuomo is the reason, which is a fascinating story.
I know he's, you know, he's a centrist and we're not supposed to like him, but he sounds like a mobster when he talks and I really enjoy. Yeah, we're going to stick him in a fucking wall.
Oh, they're going to love this.
I'm gonna have this guy's fucking balls in my pocket.
like, wow. You know, your brother on CNN seems a lot more reasonable than you.
Yeah, and he got the TV accent down that Andrew Cuomo never quite figured out because he sounds so New York.
Well, he doesn't need to. He's at the home base.
Yeah, I know Trump. I've known this guy for years. He's a piece of shit. I'm gonna put his fucking balls in his mouth.
Yeah, fucking bada bing. I'm your governor, Andrew Cuomo over here. Like, all right, thanks, Andrew.
Fuck with Cuomo, you end up in the goddamn Hudson River.
You know where Trump's career is going to be? Under the fucking Brooklyn Bridge, if you know what I mean. Like, wait, what? What does that mean? I'm going to fucking murder him personally. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus, take it easy, Andrew. I'm just saying, ain't nobody's fucking pansy. All right, all right. If you could just stop saying things.
And New York pizza is better than Chicago pizza. I will die on this hill.
I swear to God, that fucking casserole bullshit, you fucking Chicago dickweeds. I can't fucking stand it. You put the tomato sauce on top of the cheese. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you?
Look, I got along with Obama. I don't like his fucking pizza, eh?
Yeah. Obama's like, I like
asparagus.
That's
where we split. We agree on a lot of policy, but it is, your pizza is shit, okay? Sorry.
I may or may not want to fight Obama in the pizzas or the pizza offs, I still respect the guy as a human being. I still respect him. I still do.
Yeah, you know, great guy, hell of a legislator, great president, shit pizza. What are you going to do?
You can't have everything.
What do you want from me, eh?
Now back to my brother on fucking CNN. That gabagool. Like, I don't know what that means. Is that a type of sliced meat? I don't understand.
Maybe if you paid more attention to the policies, you'd be a better journalist instead of fucking doing your P90X every fucking day there. What do you need to be shredded for? You're on CNN.
Fucking mook. Yeah, get out of here, Cuomo. Isn't that what that basketball guy calls you?
Why are you doing CrossFit, you asshole? You're on CNN.
I want to see Andrew Cuomo.
Blitz is not ripped.
I want to see Andrew Cuomo's.
What are you doing?
I want to see Andrew Cuomo's CrossFit abilities versus Don Jr.'s. They need to have a CrossFit off. That's what I want to see.
Like Chris Cuomo?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Chris Cuomo on CNN. Yeah. Yeah.
Chris Cuomo is it's so weird when you see somebody who's shredded that has no reason to be.
Yeah. Like, what do you. Why? Like, because in case I have to choke out Chuck Schumer on air. Like, Jesus. Settle down, Chuck Schumer. I fuck kill you.
Like Martin O'Malley. Why are you ripped?
Because he's not president. He doesn't have everything else to do. Like, you're just in a band. That's all you're doing. You're in a local band. Get out of here. Yeah. So the other thing about, before we get actually into this NRA story, cause we got to get out of here soon. I just wanted to point out all the things that came out about, Paul Manafort, the OSHA jacket, the Python jacket, all that terrible fashion shit. There's one thing that wasn't talked about because it is too salacious for the normal news media to talk about, and they have respect for people, but that is not how Look Forward does it. We are going to go into
certainly not behind the paywall.
That is you. Goddamn right. This is the shit you pay for. For those who don't know, in the ton of transcripts of leaked, hacked text messages of Paul Manafort and his daughter and all this other shit that just came out, nobody in the news is talking about it. I love how leaks, when they're against the bad guys, don't get fucking dumped as much. Because you can guarantee if Bill Clinton shit got hacked, it would be everywhere. But Paul Manafort's were. And we come to find out that for 10 years, Paul Manafort has been forcing his wife to fuck other men in front of him, even though she is not into it, according to their daughters who knew that information, which is gross. So Paul Manafort likes to jerk off while watching men, superior men, fuck his wife, which would make him a literal cuck, an actual cuck. We found one in the wild. Paul Manafort, confirmed cuck. Kind of amazing.
Yeah, the term's been tossed around the last couple of years, but it actually does mean something.
Yeah, it's not just a person you don't agree with. You cucks.
You're a cuck.
You're the cuck.
But yes, He's an actual cuckold and probably a sex offender.
Yeah. No, that's definitely probably true. And
so nobody gets to feel bad when this piece of shit gets 305 years.
Oh, can't wait.
If he gets 304, I will be disappointed.
It's like if we only get 99 house seats, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Right, yeah. Wow, we've shattered the record. 99 seats at the house.
Not good
and
enough.
Jay's walking around all week, fucking kicking the ground. Fuck.
0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Whole squad on that real shit, sadly. No, I'll be pissed. I will be super pissed if they get 99. Like, that's just insulting.
I got 99 house seats, but Nebraska 3 ain't one.
Oh. Fine. Yes, I know we control the House and the Senate. I get it, but we only got 99 house seats. Stupid. It's dumb. Fucking Democrats. You failed again, Democrats. You failed again. Yeah, now I'll be pissed. Next up. So the NRA thing, Andrew Cuomo is having, New York go after the NRA because of something called the Kerry Guard law, the Kerry Guard insurance program, which I didn't realize was a thing, but the NRA will basically operate arguably in an illegal insurance company or an illegal insurance program where they will cover the legal bills of people who are determined to have violated state laws with guns to protect people, protect gun owners. Right. And Andrew Cuomo is like, yeah, that's cute and all, but that shit ain't legal because you don't have the right to run an insurance company. So we're just going to have the New York legal system crush you until you die. And
yeah, we ain't doing that. Nah, Bob, yeah. Get him.
But
where's Bob Rondewood?
Hey.
Barbara Underwood, my new favorite person.
Like,
she looks like a fucking assistant principal, but she's a vicious motherfucker.
Yeah, she's a fucking pit bull. But the thing is, not only is he doing this in New York, he's calling to rally other governors. They're like, hey, if this shit is illegal in your state, let's destroy them. And he's not even like, oh, no, we have this reason. No, he's like, I want to destroy the NRA. Like, I am not doing this for any reason but to crush my enemies, see them driven before me, hear the lamentation of their women. Like, that's all he cares about. And I can respect that. I respect that.
Who are their women? Like Dana Loesch and Marion Hammer? Yes, I want to hear the lamentations of their women.
I mean, here's the thing. Dana Loesch has already taken the NRA out of her like Twitter account. She's just like, I sell the power 3 beet juice or whatever that fucking bullshit she supports. She's like, I'm the beet
club. No. I just do beets.
Yeah. No, this drink has the power of 3 beets, not 2 beets. Not like some other fucking cuck drink you can have. 3 beets. You can't eat 3 beets anywhere and get that kind of power. It's insane.
I prefer Beats by Dre.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Nerd. So, yeah. Andrew Cuomo trying to destroy the NRA. And you know what? I support it.
Godspeed, Mr. Governor.
Please do. Especially with your fucking superior pizza over there. Last but certainly not least, Charles Koch has sent a letter to donors on Friday saying his network stands by its decision not to support the Republicans that break from the free market ideology on issues like spending and trade. And, you know, Trump came out and he was like, fuck the Koch brothers. We don't need them. I don't know that I would do that. I think that might not be a good idea. So yeah, the Koch brothers are like, yeah, we're pieces of garbage, but we still support the free market and free trade, and Trump's tariffs are really wrecking that.
So they're shot across the bow because they are the biggest Republican donor, hands down. And like their warning shot is they're not supporting the Republican who's running against Heidi Heitkamp. in North Dakota, where that's one of the winnable ones for Republicans, you don't get Koch money. So good luck with all that, you know, election thing you got going on.
Yeah. I stand by this. I stand with Charles Koch. That makes sense.
They're not going to support anything left of fucking Heidi Heitkamp, you know? Like, she's
right.
She's barely to the left of Joe Manchin. Like, they're touching. That's how.
Yeah.
But if you don't have Koch money in, you know, these competitive races, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
And then having Trump go, fuck the Kochs.
They don't own me. Like, yeah, but they might. But they actually might.
No, but they own your vice president.
Oh, yeah. He's a Koch sucker. that's funny because that, you know, there's no video of Mike Pence sucking a ding dong.
Sucking Charles Koch's ding dong.
And what if there was? Well, I mean, that wouldn't shock me, really.
Not at all.
No. Oh, mother. Ugh, stop saying mother.
Be the least shocking video I've ever seen.
No, really. Mike Pence is into men. Yeah, weird. Mike Pence blowing a guy while watching Mulan in the background. Yeah, strange.
It's like that clip we're watching in the group today. We're like, wow, what is with this 180 that Lindsey Graham has done? Like, well, I don't know. I mean, they did hack into his emails. Well, what could possibly be in there? You know.
You know exactly what's in there.
Fucking Grindr notifications. We all know what's in there, Lindsey.
It's just fucking chock full of Grindr notifications.
Yeah, obviously. No one cares.
Yeah. Like, if he came out and was like, I'm gay, y'all, I'd be like, yeah, I know. Yeah. And fucking Mike Pence has weird issues with gay men. No kidding. We know. We know.
It's so well known, I don't even think he'd lose much support in South Carolina. Like, oh, did you hear Lindsey Graham is gay? And I'm like, yeah.
Wait, he wasn't out? Known that- yeah, I heard. I heard his voice. I'm not deaf.
We've known that forever.
He's been gay forthwith. Jesus Christ. What's the problem? Nobody cares.
We keep voting for him knowing how gay he is. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just be gay, dude.
Like, I just don't understand it. Just be gay.
South Carolina has Myrtle Beach. You think they have problems with gays?
Is Myrtle Beach a thing for gay men?
Probably. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
I've been to Myrtle Beach. I don't think so. I don't know.
Sounds like a gay. I don't know. Seems like a gay place. I don't know.
There's definitely a gay dude who goes by Myrtle. Like, that's his name. Like,
there is event. I guarantee there's gay days at Myrtle Beach. That's something that's happened.
Gay days. I don't know that that's true, but I know that to be true. Google.
You know
I'm going to Google
I
that
mean,
right now.
This may be a big ask, but can we call the episode Gay Days at Myrtle Beach? And maybe,
nope. Okay. Grandstand Pride at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Woo!
Awesome. Okay, we're calling it Gay Days at Myrtle Beach. I want to take the image from Rocky. All right, the image from Rocky with Rocky and Apollo frolicking on the beach, and we'll change their heads out for Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. Boom, done.
I'm sorry, let me write this down. Gay Days at Myrtle Beach.
Rocky and Apollo, and then swap them out for Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott.
Oh, my
Boom.
God.
Boom. We did it. And everybody's going to have to listen to 2 hours of this fucking show to figure out what the hell we're talking about.
That's fine.
Because I got to go.
Yep, me too. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode of Look Forward. Gay Days at Myrtle Beach. We will see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.